Jess in with you this morning. Now, a couple of years ago, Ian Pullen, a 43-year-old New Zealand firefighter, was struck by a vehicle near Singleton. And ever since, Hunter Valley Police District detectives have been trying to figure out what happened. They've established a strike force. There's still a $350,000 reward on offer as well for any information that leads to the arrest and conviction of those who are responsible for Ian Pullen's death. But so far, haven't been able to find anything. Until now, there is an anonymous call that was made to police on the morning that Ian was killed. And police are wanting to speak to that anonymous caller. With some more information, Detective Inspector Matt Zimmer, who's the crime manager with the Hunter Valley PD, joins me this morning. Matt, how are you doing?
I'm well, thank you, Jess. This morning we're appealing for information in relation to the death of Mr. Ian Pullen. And as you stated, an anonymous caller has contacted police and provided specific information that the vehicle involved in this collision, which was on Carrington Street at Glen Ridding on the 29th of September of 2018, that caller has provided information indicating that the vehicle involved in that collision left the scene and returned a short time later. We do have information to suggest that the occupants exited the car and approached Mr. Pullen whilst he was still alive. So we're very interested in establishing the movements of those individuals after they exited the car, and we're asking that caller to make contact with us again. Is there a specific information that we'd like to clarify?
Yeah. So for anyone who may not remember this story, this was on the 29th of September in 2018 when Mr. Pullen was found?
That's correct.
Yeah. And ever since, there's been no indication of just who could have been responsible?
That's right. Well, Strike Force of Wobbegal was established immediately after his death, and our detectives from Hunter Valley have been working on this since that time. So it is still an active and open investigation. We have had information provided from the community, and I thank them for that. We still believe there are members of the community who do have knowledge of what occurred and do know who is responsible for Mr. Pullen's death. And I'd encourage those people to come forward. There is still that $350,000 reward on the table for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the persons responsible for his death. And I'd ask them to make contact with Strike Force detectives or Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000.
What is it that has indicated to you that anonymous caller saw Ian Pullen alive?
Well, the information's not very specific. That's why we want the caller to make contact with us again, as we have some information that we wish to clarify. But the information we do have is that car returned to the scene and the occupants of that car got out and approached Mr. Pullen whilst he was still alive. So we're seeking further clarification on what has actually been witnessed.
Yeah. It's a tragic story. I mean, a man who comes over from New Zealand to help us, to help our local community in our bushfire effort. It's just tragic that this is how it ended.
It is, Jeff. He left his parents, his wife and his three kids in New Zealand. They're aged 23, 22 and 15. He came here, left them behind to risk his life, fighting fires for us, and tragically his life's been taken in other circumstances. So he's got a devastated family left in New Zealand, and his three children will sadly grow up without their dad. So it's been 2 years now, and we're appealing to anyone that has information to make contact with us, as we'd like to give these family some answers.
Exactly. You know, the thought that this would be something sinister just surely can't be the case for a man who was coming over here to help us.
Yeah, as I said, Jess, we are keeping an open mind in relation to this investigation. The initial post-mortem examination identified Mr. Pullen suffered some upper body and head injuries. That is consistent with a motor vehicle accident, but in light of the new information, we are keeping an open mind, and this is an active investigation, and we encourage people to come forward with information.
Yeah, exactly. As Matt said, you can call Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. Matt, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Jess.